Cooking is like love. It should be entered into with abandon or not at all. Julia Child.
Empowerment in education. Two powerful elements that will help you break free of convention and transform your passion for wellness to a level beyond the status quo. The Essential Oil Revolution, where you're given the tools to supersede an ordinary everyday lifestyle. Inspiring speakers, DIY recipes, healthy living tips, and more. You'll discover it all here. So tune in and get ready for a wellness revolution.
I'm Samantha Lee Wright. My favorite oil this week is a blend called NRG. That's E-N-R-G-E-E. So kind of like energy. It's from Young Living and it consists of rosemary, juniper, lemongrass, nutmeg, balsam fir, clove, and black pepper. The best way I could describe the smell of this blend is that it's sort of this mysterious, kind of dark, almost oaky forest smell without the like pine smell. I definitely wouldn't call it like an aromatic, perfumey kind of smell. But what I love to do is put just a few drops on my wrist and rub my wrist together. Sometimes I'll rub it on my ears as well, or put it in my diffuser by my office. Because man, since the kids have gone back to school, it's been so hard for me to get back in the swing of my usual work routine. And I feel like I've just kind of been dragging my feet and getting a late start. And so when I really need to just sit down and work, but I'm not feeling like it, I'll put some energy on and it really does make a huge difference in my energy level and my productivity, my concentration. So really love this blend. This week on the show, we have a great guest, Shane Durkop. He is the author of The Oily Chef, which is an essential oil infused recipe cookbook that is just awesome, you guys. So we invited Shane on the show to share with us some tips for cooking with essential oils. Before we get to the interview, as always, let's pull a recipe out of our DIY dugout. Today's recipe comes from Nikki Weaver, and it's for a crisp autumn day diffuser blend. And you guys, I just tried this one out. It is now my absolute favorite blend of oils to diffuse. It smells simply magical. So thank you, Nikki, for this recipe. To make the crisp autumn day diffuser blend, simply add 3 drops Northern Lights Black Spruce, 2 drops Stress Away, and 2 drops Lavender into your diffuser and enjoy. We love sharing your recipes here on the show. To enter your recipe into the dugout, email us at DIY@revolutionoilspodcast.com or use the hashtag #RevolutionOilsPodcast and DIY dugout on your Instagram feed. Well, everyone, I'm here with Shane Durkop. Shane is the author of The Oily Chef, a Young Living Essential Oil Infused Recipe Guide. Shane has enjoyed cooking since he can remember. He attended culinary school in 2006, which further strengthened his love for cooking and experimenting with new dishes. He's been using Young Living oils since 2006 when his mother introduced him to the essential oils. He enjoys incorporating them into every meal he possibly can. Shane, I'm the same way in my kitchen. It's always so much fun just to grab an oil and, you know, throw it in a dish. So I'm super glad that you're here with us today to share with us about your book and lots of tips that we can use in the kitchen with our oils. Welcome to the show, Shane. How are you?
Thank you. I'm doing very well. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Well, we're really excited to dive into your book here. You've done such a beautiful job. The pictures are amazing. The recipes are just like delicious and super easy to follow, which I really appreciate, like as a sort of a not so great chef myself. So let's start with, how did your journey with essential oils begin? I know your mother introduced them to you, but tell us a little more about that.
Sure. Yep. Like you said, sometime back in 2006, I went on a camping trip for a few days, and the first day my foot got cut open, and long story short, it got quite infected. And when I got back, I went to my mom's. I knew she could help me because she had been an RN for some 30 years at that point. So I knew she'd fix me right up. All I can recall her doing was cleaning up the wound well and then dousing it in lavender oil. And at first I was skeptical, but it was about 4 days after that, the cut wasn't even visible. And that's when I remember thinking there might be something to these oils. So that's kind of where it all began. And where I started getting interested.
Yeah, they are quite amazing at their ability to help the body's natural healing process. It's incredible. So tell us more about your book, The Oily Shelf, and what inspired you to write it.
So at this time I started the cookbook, I had been to culinary school, worked at a few nice restaurants, and had been cooking at home with the oils for quite a while. I'd always wanted to write a cookbook and was always thinking of how I could do so and make it kind of stand out from the other millions of cookbooks that have been published. I started thinking of the oils as a possible way in. And at that time, there were a handful of essential oil cookbooks that were available. And they're all very nice. And so I thought it would probably be my best bet, or like my best foot in to the cookbook game. So basically, I started writing down my favorite recipes and made sure to incorporate an image with each recipe, because that's kind of what I look for in a cookbook. I'm a pretty visual person, kind of the route I went with it. And that's kind of how it all got started.
So tell us about how you started cooking with the oils and what were some of those first oily recipes that you experimented with?
Between working in restaurants and cooking at home, I was basically always cooking. And I used to always go into the restaurant early to try new ideas for a dish or a sauce. And I love being creative and trying new things. So naturally, I started incorporating the oils. I think the first thing I can remember adding an oil to was a nice butter sauce, or like a beurre blanc, for dipping steamed artichokes in.
Ooh.
One of my favorites.
That's one of my favorite food. Yeah. That is my number one favorite food in the entire world, is steamed artichoke. And I've taught my kids how to eat them like leaf by leaf as well. And we dip them in butter. So now I have to know, what oil did you put in the butter?
So lemon oil was the first one I put in there. And it was kind of a game changer. Like my mom... kind of the same thing. My mom had introduced me to artichokes at a young age because she lived in California for a while. And we always dipped it in butter, which is really good. But making a nice butter sauce with the lemon oil in there is just unbelievable.
Yeah, that's amazing. I'm like really happy inside that we're talking about artichokes, because it really is. It's my favorite food. I would always eat it on my birthday, you know, in special occasions. And every time you buy one in the grocery store, the clerk goes, "What is this?"
Yes, I get the same thing up here.
That's funny. And where are you located?
So I'm in Princeton, Minnesota, which is about an hour north of the Twin Cities, kind of pretty rural area.
Very cool. Well, Shane, talk about some of the oils that you enjoy cooking with. Like, if you had to pare it down to your top, let's say, five favorite essential oils to cook with, you know, you don't have to stop there, but give us like a short list of your go-tos in the kitchen.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, like we've been talking about, I think my number one oil would be lemon. I feel like I probably put that in 99% of the dishes I cook, even if it's something that you wouldn't think lemon would really complement. You put it in there and somehow it seems to enhance all the best flavors that are in the dish. And I really can't explain it. I just, I know I go through at least a bottle a month of that.
Yeah. At least it's a very affordable oil. What's one of those sort of stranger dishes you can remember that you put lemon in and you're like, "Ooh, I don't know if this is going to work," but then it just turns out magic.
So mashed potatoes, I guess.
Oh yeah.
Are one of the ones I do. Sauteed asparagus. And I've even, well, I put it in butter and then put it on popcorn before, and that was actually really good too.
Mm-hmm.
And then some of my other go-tos are kind of the standard: black pepper, thyme, lime, and orange are probably the five I go through the most.
Yeah, lime, orange, lemon, those citrus oils, I think they're pretty intuitive and pretty easy for people to go, "Oh yeah, I know how to use this. This is pretty straightforward." You know, I always like to add lime to my guacamole, or if I'm doing maybe fish or a salsa or something like that. So this seemed pretty intuitive. Now, black pepper oil, I feel like, I mean, everyone puts black pepper in pretty much anything that they cook, but I think it's one of those oils people might be scared to use as an oil versus a, you know, dried herb. Do you want to talk about the difference perhaps and maybe help people feel less scared about using that?
Yeah. So with the black pepper, for example, it really lends itself well in like sauces and marinades, because, you know, you could put just a drop or even less, you know, a toothpick swirl, if that's what you desire, into the liquid itself and then kind of apply it everywhere. Or if it's a sauce or like a soup, it works very well on those dishes as well.
So Shane, are there any safety tips we should be aware of when cooking with essential oils?
Yeah, sure. So definitely stick to just high quality oils with no fillers or synthetics in them. I wouldn't use anything you buy from you know, just like a big box store or anything like that. Because those are the ones that are usually going to have the synthetic fillers, and basically they're just a perfume, which you wouldn't cook with your perfume, I wouldn't think.
Right. Ew.
I know the Young Living has the Vitality line, which is all FDA approved for internal use. I know the oils inside are the same as the non-Vitality line oils, but just safe bet if you're using any of those or just any other high-quality oil that's deemed safe for internal use.
Shane, do you have like a go-to recipe that you make if you've had like a really long day and you just need to whip something out really quickly?
Definitely the number one thing I cook most would be cream corn, or basically cream anything I have in the fridge at that time. I love it. It's super simple. You just saute up some vegetables, and some bacon or taco meat, just add cream, cook it down a little bit, add some cheese, and there's really not much better for a quick, easy meal, in my opinion. A few other of my kind of go-tos would be crab legs if I have company over, or stir fries, tacos, and like we talked about earlier, the steamed artichokes are definitely one of my favorites.
Yes. So all my listeners out there, if you've never had a steamed artichoke before, go out, buy one for me and cook it up and let me know how you like it. So let's take a quick break to thank our sponsors. And then Shane, I want to hear more about some of the recipes that you have in your book and some more oily tips for cooking.
Hello, dear friends. As an essential oil user, I know that you have probably come to not only appreciate, but to actually expect the powerful shift in emotions that you can get instantaneously when smelling your essential oils. When someone's dealing with the complex emotion of grief, life can get pretty heavy. Although emotions and essential oils can both be good allies, sometimes more is needed. I want to introduce you to a new podcast called A Place of Yes that is now available wherever you listen to podcasts. The host of the show is Heather Strother. Heather actually had a severe loss when she lost her 4-year-old son, Jack, suddenly to medical complications. 13 years later, now Heather is sharing the only way that she could move forward from the loss. This was by channeling her grief for the good and finding a place of yes. Now, her and her husband have created a nonprofit organization called Jack's Help from Heaven. Since then, they've helped hundreds of families with medically fragile children raise more than $1 million to help them to purchase with items that are not just medically necessary, but also convenient. Their goal is to improve the quality of life, and it offers you an opportunity to learn strategies to cope with grief and how to truly be there for someone that you love that is grieving. Now, sometimes the guests aren't just talking about the loss of a child, but the loss of the life they thought that they were going to live. And I know that we can all relate to that. Please listen to A Place of Yes now wherever you listen to podcasts. And also visit our sponsor at jackshelpfromheaven.org/news/podcast and learn about Heather and Brian's incredible nonprofit organization.
Hello, dear friends. In today's world, it's hard to maintain balance in any area of life. This includes in regard to our hormones. Let's face it, stress impacts everyone, and this affects our hormones. Compound stress on top of an already fluctuating cycle, and not so happy symptoms can result. Thankfully, we have essential oils to tame our mind and body, but a lot of times, many women need something more to keep their hormones at a healthy level. And that something more is where Happy Mammoth comes in. And right now, they are generously offering you 15% off your first order when you visit happymammoth.com and use promo code REVOLUTION. Happy Mammoth is a forward-thinking, all-natural wellness brand. They are obsessed with empowering people with quality natural health solutions aimed at promoting total body health and vitality. I love their comprehensive formula, Hormone Harmony, which contains herbal extracts that help to support hormonal levels, stress, mood, resiliency, and blood sugar. In fact, it contains adaptogenic herbs that help the body adapt to any kind of stressors. This can help to keep hormones in much better balance. Due to its synergy, Hormone Harmony formulation can be used for women in perimenopause, menopause, and any female with symptoms of hormone imbalances. What I love as a naturopathic and functional medicine doctor is that their products are third-party tested for quality and purity, free of heavy metals, and free from artificial fillers. For all these reasons, I am confident recommending Happy Mammoth to my clients and grateful to be supplied with my own bottle for a happier mood and less bloated belly during that time of the month. I am so pleased to have a company that stands behind women's health and optimizing wellness through science and education. So please support Happy Mammoth and the show. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com with promo code REVOLUTION at checkout. That's Happy MAMMOTH.com and use promo code REVOLUTION for 15% off your first order.
And we're back with Shane Durkop, author of The Oily Chef. So Shane, do you have maybe a favorite recipe in the book you'd recommend that someone try right off the bat?
My absolute favorite dish to create and share and eat in the cookbook would be the blackened ahi tuna, which I'm sure isn't everybody's cup of tea, but that's definitely my favorite. And then I think the sauces, like the beurre blanc, the butter sauce, is great to learn because it's so great to incorporate with anything that you'd use butter with, you know, artichokes, crab legs, any of that stuff. So it's one of my favorites also.
All right. I'm coming to your house for dinner. So using spices and herbs in the kitchen, we obviously have lots of different forms that we can use something in. We have dried herbs and spices. We have fresh herbs. You know, you can buy them at the store or grow them. And we have essential oils. So why might you choose one over the other when you're cooking?
For one, I know I'll always have the oils on hand when I'm cooking. And I know they won't go bad if I don't use them up right away, which is nice. So the herb oils do have a slightly different flavor profile than the fresh variety. I always use the oils no matter what. And if I do happen to have the fresh herb on hand, I'll usually use both of them to actually create an even more kind of complex flavor, which is nice. I also like to add my favorite fresh herb, which is thyme, because the green leaves often look very nice in the dish. And that's kind of, if I have the herb on hand, basically, I'll use it along with the oils just to complement them.
I feel like with the more savory, herbaceous oils, like oregano, thyme, rosemary, those, I never know how much to use because I'm like always afraid to overpower a dish. What's your advice on that?
So usually those oils I'm doing like a sauce or a soup with. So depending on how much I'm cooking, if I'm cooking a soup for, you know, five people, say, I'll usually just do like a couple drops of the herb oils and then I'll mix it in really well and taste it to make sure it's not overpowering. If I'm just cooking like a pasta sauce for myself, for example, I usually do a drop. I know a lot of people do the toothpick and kind of swirl method, but like I said, I've never really experienced the overpowering. And I just love the flavor of them. So I usually start with a drop and then taste it and see how that's going. So,
well, I'm sure everyone's dying to get their hands on your book, The Oily Chef. So where can people find that?
So I'm currently selling the book on Amazon with the free shipping to Prime members. And additionally, it's available on the Life Science Publishing website. Basically, you can just type in Oily Chef into either Amazon or just go to the Life Science Publishing website.
Yep, that's discoverlsp.com. I love that site. If you guys haven't been to discoverlsp.com, it's amazing. It's got like all of the books and oily resources you could think of all in one place. So that's great that you've got your book up there and Amazon. Good for you. All right, Shane, this is the part of the show where we like to ask our guests some closing questions before we say goodbye. The first question is just give us a glimpse into your daily health habits.
So in general, as a starter, I drink tons of water throughout the day and it always has lemon and grapefruit in it. On top of that, I also utilize the Young Living Hydrogize water bottle, the hydrogen generator basically, which I actually don't think a lot of people use, but I love it.
Yeah, I don't think a lot of people know about that, even that concept. So if you want to just take a minute and kind of tell us a little more about that, that would be great.
Yeah, so basically from my understanding, it kind of breaks the atoms apart of the water to release hydrogen, which is a very good antioxidant, and it kind of breaks the blood-brain barrier, as I understand. The biggest difference I notice is at the gym. If I don't have the water bottle for like a week, if I leave it somewhere and just don't have it, I notice I get worn out way, way quicker at the gym doing the same standard stuff I would normally be doing, which that's basically the main reason I use it.
That's really cool. And what's the name of that again?
Hydrogize.
Hydrogize. Yeah. I haven't given it a try yet, but yeah, I really need to.
Yeah, I love it. But yeah, other than that, I usually start the day with the Master Complete packet of vitamins and a Ninja Red. And then after a little while, I'll take a Super B vitamin. And then before the gym, I usually do the Pure Protein Complete, the AminoWise and PowerGize. And then I usually have a multigreens with lunch and a Sulfurzyme. And then later in the day, I'll usually end with a Detoxazyme and the Life 9, the probiotic. And so that's pretty much my standard routine there. I add as needed, or if I want to try a new product or a different product here and there, but for the most part, it stays the same.
Well, and finally, Shane, what's just one thing you think everyone needs to just get rid of, ditch completely, and replace with something healthier today?
This is one I think I could go on for a while about, but definitely kind of ditch the processed foods as much as possible. As a general rule of thumb, I usually circle just the perimeter aisles of the grocery store. I don't ever go down the middle aisles. So that's where all the processed food seems to be. Diets and low-fat foods and drinks are terrible, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. Whole foods, full-fat items like heavy whipping cream and butter are great. And then also, I personally try to only buy my animal products from smaller farms that like treat their animals with respect. And not only does that animal have a better life, but the product always tastes much better. And I think it's really great to also support the little guys and their families. So
yeah, absolutely. Well, thanks for sharing that. No, it's definitely a lifestyle shift when you start avoiding those middle aisles for sure. And yeah, it's such an easy, you know, there's so many complicated diets out there, but really, mm-hmm, if you're looking for like a baby step, it might not seem like a baby step, but if you're looking for a really simple, just rule of thumb in your lifestyle changes, it's avoid those center aisles for sure. I couldn't agree more.
All right.
Well, Shane, how can people learn more about you or connect with you? I mean, besides finding your book on Amazon or Life Science Publisher.
Probably the best place would be Instagram right now. And it's just Oily Chef, all one word. I do have a Facebook page, but I don't seem to post on there too often. So Instagram is definitely the best way.
Great. Well, I will put a link to that in the show notes for sure. Well, thank you so much for sharing your wisdom here with us today on the Essential Oil Revolution. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Thanks everyone for tuning in. If you have 2 minutes today, we'd sure appreciate it if you could leave us a rating and review wherever you listen to your podcast. We'll see you next week. I'm Samantha Lee Wright. As always, keep on learning, keep on discovering, and most importantly, keep on treating yourself well. You are worth it.